please come, please do this. I would like to explain why we did the Tree of Life asana with you. I should have done this before, but somehow it came out now only. With the Tree of Life asana, I wanted to show to you how difficult it is sometimes to remain in balance. And it is not always easy to take proper care of the body when we have a million of things to do. And it is even more difficult for us to take care of our spiritual nourishment at a time when we are just overwhelmed with so many duties and so many things which come to us, study, making a living, or just dealing with the natural course of our life and the unexpected situations which come. It is really not easy to maintain the balance. And I remember in this connection Srila Prabhupada, who really made a huge sacrifice to establish the movement for Krishna consciousness. He kept on traveling, and those of us who take international flights, they know usually like when you come from Europe to Australia, you need 7 days until you find your physical and mind balance again. But Prabhupada was gone after 7 days already. He landed. He somehow kept awake until the night in his new destination came. And then he would get up in the midst of the night and translate his books. He was like a wristwatch which always kept the rhythm. He would never lose one step even. This is how good his balance or his sattva was. He had developed this, and he maintained it, of course, by his unique spiritual strengths. Then he would deal with different unexpected situations. My dear devotees, there were really heavy situations, like part of his movements would break down. There was no Lakshmi, or the leaders would, in the middle of the night, leave their duties without even handing them over responsibility to the next. They just suffered maybe from material desires or illnesses, and a place was vacant, and they left the place vacant. So Prabhupada jumped in, solved the problems. What I saw when I was I was one day a personal servant, one day there was a lot to do. I massaged him, I took care who came to him, I tried to arrange the appointments, and not very well, but I tried. And what I could see is that he was a very, very balanced personality. For instance, he would eat at the same time, and he would know what to eat and not to eat. And then, of course, he was so spiritually strong. One time I wanted to know, what does he do when he sleeps? So I climbed up like Spider-Man, the walls of the castle, came into the balcony from where I could look into his sleeping room, and I saw him lying there. I forgot on what side he laid, most probably on the left side. because that's a good position for digestion. And I looked at his his eyes were closed, but his mouth were moving. So the window was just leaned against the window frame, and I pushed it a little open, just 3 centimeters, to hear what he was saying. And I could hear him chanting. Then I was just there watching him. All of a sudden, he opened his eyes, and his eyes fell on me and signaled me to please go now and allow him his private moments. So I didn't know if he knew that I had adopted the Spider-Man technique, but I understood it. I climbed back over the balcony and came to the ground. And I guess what I would like to share with you is not just a nice Prabhupada story which will enliven you, but to just see how much he took care of the balance, how he measured his sleep, how he and how this gave him so much strength. I would not, however, go so far to say that Prabhupada derived his strength from his sattvic living style. Every morning, a morning walk for physical exercise. I mean, you could just put your time after what he did. And it was regular. He did it in Los Angeles and in Hamburg and in Sydney and wherever. No, I think his sattvic living style really came from his spiritual strengths. He was a deeply realized Krishna bhakta. But for us, he told us, like you have heard this morning, that in order to come to that level, we need to live sattvically, and we need to apply this balance, you know. I will tell you a little bit about the sattvic working style in a moment, but now I would like to read to you to please turn to your buddy, your partner, retreat partner. I know that Sri Prahlad has not yet one. Oh, you just found one. You require one? Yes. Please all raise your hand who has not yet found his partner. And then you will see, look around who's in the same situation, and you will find one. It's very important that you participate in this little exercise. Please first sit with your partner, and then I will give you the task. Yes, and then you will know more. Start now. Do you need more time or? Yes? Okay, why not? Please.